Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Dean Thompson, who's the president and CEO of the RFCI, the Resilient Floor Covering Institute. Dean, how you doing?
Kemp, good morning. I'm doing really, really well. Off to a great start for 2020, getting to speak with you.
Yeah, it's a new decade, and you've got a new certification program with SCS Global Services. We're going to get into that in just a minute. Just real quick before we get into that, you are the head of what's become now the second largest trade association or category. It's amazing how fast the resilient business has grown. Just rough numbers, market numbers, well over $5 billion. You know, I'd say in the last two or three years, you've blown by the wood flooring category, the ceramic tile flooring category, you know, just in pure size. And it's based on this tremendous market acceptance of LVT. Let me just start out with asking, how's business?
Well, I think no question. We had a great year in 2019 based on the growth of LVT. I think the interesting thing about LVT and about the whole resilient sector, you know, so this year we expect the LVT to be about $4.5 billion out of the $5.5 billion. So we've got a $4.5 billion sector. And the one thing about LVT, one of my views on it is that I think the reason it's so successful, it is a broad-based impact in the market across almost every market segment. That's one of the reasons I think that it's seen the growth. It's penetrating the markets even to a deeper extent. For example, if you look at hospitality, you know, 8 or 9 years ago, you wouldn't have dreamed of seeing LVT in a hotel room.
Yeah.
You know, now you walk into a lot of the hotels, especially ones in Marriott and others, and they're featuring LVT. So,
yeah.
So it's a deeper penetration into some of the market segments as well as a broad-based penetration across the market, I think, that's really contributed to some of the growth for us.
You blew through that real quick. I just want to point out, carpet in itself, the largest category is about $8.5 billion, and you're saying now resilient floor covering about $5.5 billion. I know these are estimates for 2020, so that's just a tremendous, second largest category in the flooring business, continuing to grow. We think in 2019, as we look at the numbers, that most of the growth in the industry came in that category. And now this certification program we're going to talk about is around what they call rigid core, which is both that WPC construction and SPC construction. It's called Assure Certified. Tell us about it.
Well, I think before I get into details, maybe just a little bit about the strategy that the RFCI had in thinking about moving this category forward. First of all, as you know, when the segment got started, there was a small core group of manufacturers who were involved in this product category. And one of the things they had the foresight to consider is that the fact that there is a new sort of level of manufacturing complexity with the rigid core added to this category, and also due to the fact that a lot of these, most all of the manufacturing at the time was being done in Asia, that their view was that it needed to be something that would kind of help put in place a way in which to control the quality of the product that would be arriving in North America. So at that point in time, their response to that was to aggressively work to develop an ASTM standard for the category, which is focused on all the specifications for the product and also all the test methods to make sure that the manufacturers had a tool in hand to help them address how to deliver quality products in this category. That ASTM standard was completed and is in the market, and manufacturers are now using that to address all the specifications related to the physical and performance requirements that are related to rigid core.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was kind of the first level of thought, was to have that ASTM specification. And then in addition to that, at the same time, we've been doing a fair amount of work with a group called the Shelton Group, working to better understand factors that are impacting the market and consumers. We feel like we're kind of in the middle of a real cultural shift regarding the environment and the way that consumers are shopping and the way they're viewing products from a health and safety perspective, and that making the home safer is now one of the top two responses for priorities on spending money for home improvements. And so we felt like we needed to do some work to help address that. For example, we know that 72% of the folks believe that their home has a moderate to strong impact on their health and safety,
mm-hmm.
and there's also continues to be concern about indoor air quality, and that oftentimes we see today some trends in that consumers are now avoiding buying products that they fear might be toxic or cause some problem from them, and we've seen that number increase. I think the number that I saw a while back is that something like 25% of the people can name a brand that they have avoided buying because of concerns about the environmental record of the manufacturer. And that's up from like 6 or 7% going back to 2008 or 9. So we see in the whole consumer arena, certainly a dramatic increase in the environmental concerns. And we saw that in ourselves as we addressed the phthalate issue. And one of the things that we learned from that is that market perception is often much stronger than science. And that was one of the reasons that we addressed that one head on as an industry and moved away from orthophthalate category. But the bottom line is that health and safety has become a much stronger, I think, influence on purchasing behavior, mm-hmm. and that consumers are a lot more aware of that. And we thought that information was a real strong driver for us to help consider what we could do with rigid core as a new category that would address some of these consumer concerns that they've been expressing. So that was the background for the development of Assure Certified, which is now being introduced to the market by SCS Certified. Mm-hmm. And the SCS folks who will be implementing the program are now underway in the market to expose this to the market and begin actually working with manufacturers to accomplish their certification in this category.
Okay, so this is third-party certification, and the company that you've tapped to take care of the testing is SCS Global Services, and they're a global organization. It's been around, I think, since the early 80s. They don't just focus in flooring. They're all food quality and a whole bunch of different areas. And
right.
There's four areas of testing: indoor air quality, performance testing according to that ASTM certification that you talked about. There's a heavy metals-free testing, and there's orthophthalates-free testing. Is that right?
Actually, there are five components, and it starts off with the manufacturers, and there is a certification part of the process at the manufacturing level to certify that those manufacturers have a quality control procedure and process to control their suppliers, product traceability, chain of custody, internal quality control testing, and a number of factors. So that part of that process is that initial manufacturing certification around that, and then the second part of it is of this is actually an on-site audit, which actually gets conducted of the manufacturing facility and confirms that these quality control procedures are in compliance, and that's a real important aspect of it. And then as part of that, those components that you were mentioning are really key, for example, the indoor air quality testing. And one of the reasons that we chose to use SCS, by the way, is that they have a tremendous record with us in the floor score indoor air quality certification program, which today is by far the most effective and broadest indoor air quality certification program for hard surface products, which has been enormously successful. So they had a great track record. And there also are some economic advantages for people as they do the certifications who have worked with SCS on the indoor air quality floor score program. So they'll get some synergy on the investment because of that. So that's an important aspect of it. But you enumerated the other aspects of it, which obviously are related to the heavy metal testing, and basically that's to make sure these products are tested for lead, chromium, cadmium, mercury, and that those are all tested against specific protocols that have been developed for that. And then also on the phthalate side, there's a protocol for that as well, and that will be a key component of the product testing as well. So you have the manufacturing audit, and then you have the specific product testing procedures that will ensure that these products do comply with the full scope of what Assure Certified is intended to accomplish.
Okay, last question. This Assure certification, I guess it's going to be a sticker on the box when this is all said and done. And RFCI has about 20 member companies, so every one of your members are going to play in this game, or tell me about that.
Well, that's certainly the intent. I mean, we've talked about this within our group now for the last year, and I would be surprised if they didn't all 100% participate. They've been part in making the decision to move ahead with this. Uh-huh. I should also mention, Kemp, I think that there's one additional component to this, and that is working with SAS, we included a random market testing protocol for this so that as we move forward, SAS will actually be collecting randomly samples out of the market and actually doing follow-up testing on those. we felt like that was one additional piece that could be put in place. And again, that's being totally handled by SES and not RFCI. But we think that's kind of one bit of additional assurance that we are delivering what we want to deliver from the certification.
Now, will they be testing only the Assure certified or all products?
Well, this is really focused on rigid core, those products that are being certified as Assure certified.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, Dean, well, thanks for letting us know about this, and it's an interesting program that you're kicking off here at the beginning of this new decade. Again, I've been talking to Dean Thompson, the president and CEO of the RFCI, Resilient Floor Covering Institute, about his Assure certified third-party certification program run by SES Global Services, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.